Sarah Shabbat Kerach Beit Mishnah Gimel. Shaker Adam at the Chabit Lacho He Menu Groigrit. Uvavar Shaloy is Kavin Lachos Klit. A person is allowed to break a jar on Shabbat in order to eat the dried figs that are contained in the jar, as long as he doesn't intend to make it into a klit. Meaning to say, as long as he doesn't intend to make a proper opening. As breaking a jar on Shabbat normally is forbidden, as even though it is makalko, it is a destructive act. A destructive act is not regarded as a malacha. Only a constructive act is regarded as a malacha. This would be called makalko, doing something destructive. However, even though makalko is not a malacha, it's usually also midrabbanan. But in this case, that a person needs a fig for kavod Shabbat, the rabbanan would allow him to break the jar, as long as he doesn't intend to make a proper opening. As to make a proper opening is regarded as mitakin petach, to prepare an opening, which is usher on Shabbat. Now the Mephoshim say, you're only allowed to break the jar if it's a relatively small jar. However, if it's a very large jar, in such a case you would not be allowed to break it, as this would be regarded as soser, knocking something down, which is one of the 39 malachs. And you're not letting puncture a hole in the lid of a jar according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to take out the contents of the jar, and the lid is sealed to the jar, you would not be allowed to puncture a hole in the lid in order to take out the contents, and this would be metakin pischa, to prepare an opening on Shabbat, which is also. So Chacham do permit you to puncture a hole in the lid of the jar. The reason being is that you're not making a pesach as you normally would. Normally you wouldn't make an opening in the lid of a jar, instead you would take off the entire lid. So you're not making a normal pesach, so therefore, since you're doing the malacha differently than you normally would, it would be mutter on Shabbat. Now, to make a pesach, an opening in a jar on Shabbat, is anyway only also midrabbanan. And even though minatorah, you're not allowed to make a pesach, that's only in a house or some kind of structure, then it would be also minatorah to make an opening. However, in a jar, making an opening is only also midrabbanan, so therefore, since you're not making the opening in the way you normally would, it would be mutter. And you can't puncture a hole in the side of the jar in order to take out the contents of the jar. Even according to the Chacham who allow you to puncture a hole in the lid of the jar. However, to puncture a hole on the side of the jar is usur, as puncture a hole on the side of the jar is normal. A lot of times a person punctures a hole in the side if he doesn't want a hole on the top, then he might be afraid that if there's a hole on the top of the jar, things will fall into the jar. So instead he'll puncture a hole on the side of the jar. So since you're making a pesach in the way that you normally would, it would be also even according to the Chacham. If there was a hole in the Chabbat, you're not allowed to spread wax on the hole on Shabbat because you would be smoothing out. And smoothing out on Shabbat is also the Tolda of Memachek. Memachek is one of the 39 Melachas. It means to smooth out a hide and to smooth out wax would be also on Shabbat because of the Melacha of Memachek. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh Bala Fnei Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh Ba'ara, Ba'amar Choshashni Lo Mechates. Rabbi Yehuda said, the story came in front of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh in a place called Ara. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was in Ara, and somebody came to him with the story that a person had smoothed out wax to close up a hole in a chavis on Shabbat. And Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh said, I'm afraid that the person is Chayev Chata, since smoothing out wax is also in the Torah, since it's a told off Memachik. It is permitted on Shabbat to put a cooked dish inside an empty well in order that the dish will stay fresh in the cool well. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe when he puts the dish inside the well, he might see that the bottom of the well is uneven and he might smooth out the dirt at the bottom of the well. And that would be also, that is a tolda of bona. We're not concerned for that. So therefore, you're allowed to put the dish in the empty well. Somebody who has a bottle of good water, you have to submerge it into a pool of bad water in order to chill off the water in the bottle. And he has a pool of water, but he can't use that water since it's not good water. And he has a bottle of good water, and he wants to keep it chilled, he's allowed to submerge that bottle in the bad water. And you're allowed to put a bottle of cold water out in the hot sun on Shabbat in order to warm up the water. This would not be regarded as mivashel. As the ether of mivashel is only to cook something on a fire or on something that became heated from the fire. But to cook something directly in the sun is mutter and is not regarded as mivashel. Mi shenatru kela baderach b'mayim mahalech behan ve'eno choshet. Somebody whose clothing got soaked in water on Shabbat, you're allowed to continue walking with your clothes on. And we're not concerned that maybe you'll wring out your clothing from the water, and that would be also a shabbat. That would be chita, squeezing. As the rabbanon were highest for covered habriyas, they were concerned for human dignity and do not require you to take off your clothing, even though there is a possibility that you might end up wringing out the water from the clothing. When the person whose clothing got soaked in water, when he reaches the outer courtyard in the city that he resides in such a place, he should take off his clothing. As now that he has reached a place where he can take off his clothing safely, he should take them off there. And he can spread out his clothing in the sun in order to dry them, but he cannot do so if there are people watching. He can't do so in a public place. As if he does so in a public place, people that see him spread out his clothing to dry might think that he washed his clothing on Shabbos, which of course is an usur. So therefore it would be usur to spread out the clothing in a public place because of maris ayin, because of appearances' sake, people should not think he did an usur on Shabbos. So he can only spread out his clothing if it's not a public place where people will see him.